Roger.
Is it Roger?
Yep.
Did he leave yet, or?
Roger?
Yeah.
No,
he's at home.
Oh,
he's at home.
Yep.
So he's driving tomorrow?
He's hooked up. No.
Okay.
No,
he's sick. His wife's sick.
Oh.
Larry, he's still under a pickup. So.
Oh,
so we got the Zoom going. We got the recording.
So Larry's on there too then?
Larry is. He's recording this here for us. I don't think Larry's there. He's under his pickup working.
Great spot today.
Yep. Okay, just so everybody is aware, we are starting. We are recording here. So we'll go ahead and get started. No, I got it. And we have everyone in attendance. Call the meeting in order at 4:10. Okay, everyone was able to get their packets. I know it came in just this morning. Did anyone need a chance to read over those minutes, or if not, is there a motion to accept? Or
I move that the minutes be accepted as printed out.
I'll second it.
Dale. Leon. Did you get a copy, Todd?
Oh, I didn't get a copy. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that the
answer? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Everybody get one?
Yeah, I thought so.
Any discussion on minutes?
No, just need 1 second. Sorry.
Need a few minutes, Todd?
Good.
Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Minutes pass. Treasurer's report. Barb, anything to add?
You
add everything in here.
I haven't put anything, any of the checks in from the convention yet. Because it's easier to do it after if people cancel and you don't have to write them a check now.
Sure.
And I did get $2,000 from Dakota Community for support for the convention.
Who
was? Dakota Community Bank. Other than that, I don't think there's anything. Unless somebody has a question.
How many days ahead for tomorrow?
100 and... About right at 130. There was...
Is that 130 registered and paid?
Well, they're not all paid, but no, some of them are bringing it.
Wow, that's great.
We hope.
Yeah. The only thing... That's really missing. I should say that I did get McHenry County is sending their dues. She hadn't sent them before.
Oh, okay.
And so they're getting sent. Yeah. And I did get 8 from Divide County that he hadn't sent for this year that are not on here. And
are we short from cash too?
Yeah, there's some short from cash. As they come in, I put him on the list, but, you know, to give them an invoice and so that I know that they've paid. But, yeah, that's pretty short for Divide County, and Williams County only had 22, I think. And she's still working on it, but it's time for 26s.
Yeah, you got to balance it out sometime.
Yeah. There was one more thing.
So they all pay to the county, and then the county pays the, I gotta understand how this works.
If you have an association, the township pays through the association, and the association keeps their portion of the dues and sends the $200 on to the state.
That's what we do.
Malta had a question about the unorganized. Does the county pay for all of them, every county?
Not every county. No. Some do and some don't.
Dunn doesn't pay anything?
Hmm?
Does Dunn pay anything?
I don't think they do, do they?
Dunn, yeah.
Do they? Yeah, they do. Divide
the one. They have no organized township.
Yeah, and they pay.
Do they pay for any county? They pay for every township, the county.
As far as I know. Yeah. I don't know how they got their, because I don't have a list of every county, of every township for Dunn. But,
Well, there is no townships. There are townships, but none of them are organized.
Right.
Never happened.
And so, I don't
if
have.
If they're paying for one, they're probably paying for all of them, because there's no association to say when I'm paying. There's no township.
Yeah, well, if we look on here, I didn't just bring that up yet.
Mount Drive was asked some questions about that, because they have some unorganized.
And they don't pay? They're unorganized?
Palm Trail.
No, I don't think so. I was.
I think they have paid.
Was it for the unorganized?
Yeah. And Burley County pays for the unorganized. They pay for, they have 9 now, I think, that are unorganized. Hettinger pays for 3.
Yep.
That's the pays for 3?
Yep, we have 3
unorganized. So that's of them are organized.
Yeah, everything else you
know. So they pay for 3.
We have a county association that the association pays for.
And, I can't.
The county pays for the other 3.
Well, they weren't certain either. Montreal County, they were questioning it. And they weren't certain who they paid for or didn't pay for. So I didn't.
Some years they didn't, and some years they did.
Well, Montreal, who's the treasurer there? Was that, I can tell you.
One of that is,
Not Jim, is it? No.
No.
I don't think so. I think it's the secretary, I think, he takes the notes, but
I know divide some years they pay and some years they didn't, right?
That's right, and they're always a year behind.
Right. You never get paid, and that's all unorganized. There isn't any that aren't. And Stark County never pays either.
Dunn County has paid for all of their unorganized since May. Every year since
2020.
Roger, just a minute here. I got
Dickinson.
Just hang on, Roger. I got to turn you back up here.
Right, no, they've never had conscience.
Well, is that Roger?
I don't know why, but that's how it's always been there.
Dunn County has paid for all of their unorganized every year since 2020.
Did you guys hear that? Okay.
And they just switched in Montreal. They just switched treasures up there. That Doris Burrs, she was there forever and ever. And I know they had some kind of question when she quit. And I did talk to them on that, but I don't know what their question is now.
Okay.
Well, their question was. What do other counties that have unorganized, what do they do? And I said, I'm not certain.
Some do and some don't.
Yeah.
Hit or miss.
McLean County doesn't pay for theirs.
Botno does.
Hopefully. Yeah, it's very, it's been that way for years, right? As long as I can remember. Some would pay and some wouldn't, and we talked someone into pay and then
Ward has one, and they pay.
So when Stark doesn't pay, who says we're not paying?
The county commissioners.
That's who
they run the whole tour.
We're not going to pay.
They run all the roads. They do everything, right up to the Carrier County line.
So then why would townships, other townships that aren't organized, why would the counties pay for them? Why would some pay then?
Well, like Carrier County.
Why would they pay the township dues?
Well, I'm sure that they think that we do good for them.
Yeah. Some of the lies, you know, would do that.
I mean, otherwise, why would they?
You know.
That's what.
It depends on how much money they got.
The one meeting that Gerald and I were at in McLean, a lot of the township officers weren't happy that the county wasn't paying because of the fact that they told them, commissioners, they said, you are getting the same representation down at legislative sessions as what the organized townships are, so you should be paying. But their thought process was that they paid into the Association of Counties, and that's the same thing they didn't need to pay into our Township Officers Association. So they didn't, the Township Officers weren't real happy with them commissioners that day of the meeting. But it hasn't changed, so the commissioners haven't changed their minds, I guess, on it. But.
See, like, Tom, in my district, there's supposed to be 300 and some townships. There's only 134. That's the way it's always been.
Or
people, yeah. You can go out next to the border and there's no townships out there.
How about McKenzie County? Seems like there's about a third that were organized and two-thirds not. Does the county pay for an unorganized there?
They do pay some.
It's been a few years since we've sent the letter back out to the counties.
Actually, I've been sending bills.
Have you?
Yeah.
But it was at one time we would send a letter kind of explaining,
right,
you know, the importance of the counties paying for the unorganized.
So if there's a bill passed that gives more money to the townships, does that go to every township, even or an organized one?
Yeah.
That dollars goes there, but it goes to the county instead of going to,
right,
because
right,
there's no township that takes it.
Right.
They're supposed to,
so the counties are benefiting.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they aren't paying us the dues.
Yeah. But for that sure, money that goes to those townships is supposed to be, if they're unorganized, if that money is supposed to be used in that township.
Yeah, you talk
about that, won't work out that.
Who's monitoring that, or what's checking it out?
Who knows,
Liam?
You know what? That's the way
it goes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Goes into the general fund, and it.
Yeah.
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 I think so.
And so that's not a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
You asked about McKenzie County. They paid $4,000 in dues this year for unorganized. And then I bill the ones that are organized, I bill them separately.
If you have a county association, it looks all good, right? Like us, we just pay you one check and.
Right. Yeah.
And then the county pays for the other three. But we have to talk like that and make them pay for the three.
Yeah, not all counties do that.
No.
There's still an association in CAS, but that. The system for the county to pay the bill, that went away after the war.
Well, no, but the county association would collect it.
Yeah.
And then turn it in.
Apparently they're not ready to do that yet. Are you still getting individual checks from CAPS, right?
Yeah.
So how many more dollars would we have if every township, if we got money for every township in the state?
Well, we were, a few years ago here, Tom, when we did the, dues increase, there were 1,340 townships that paid. Right,
paid.
Barb?
And there's 16.
Total there's about 2,000.
Yeah, crap. Let's see, like, there's 250 unorganized guards. You never get money out of them. Ever.
Who?
In my district.
Out of those counties?
Yeah, Stark County, divide. That's unorganized, that's the way it's going
to be. But it's still, their funding is still directed to the township to some
point. Others in your district.
Yep.
They pay for.
They pay, but Stark County will not pay. Never will.
Yeah, they didn't even know there was townships out there when we talked to them one time.
But they benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
the township.
What are you
going to
do with money?
They
don't benefit. Yeah. But there's no way the hell you're going to get it.
So how does that work? So, and I should know this, so forgive me, Craftsman's, but, so for example, on a county like that, Leon, that has zero townships, how how does the formula kick out to the, what's the certified mass? Or does the county plug in a number there for that?
I hate to say this, but they have the damn best roads in the damn Southwestern North Dakota.
So then the county?
The county has all the money.
Certified mass.
They have a county forum that takes care of the roads, and that's it.
Yeah.
So the county must turn to that then?
Instead of arguing at this table about this, because we've all heard this story before, wouldn't it be lose more to bring it to their legislative body, especially those that are access to us as township officers, and say, do you realize that we have counties out there that don't pay into our association, and how much more money we have in our association when we could do more things and help more people?
But why is it not?
But we need to show how many dollars they've got.
We get through that.
Right.
Well, that's the key. We could, you guys have gotten these dollars that came because of townships and the work that the townships did to get these dollars. Right. That's what I'm trying to build up to an argument where this ain't right.
But most of these places have never had a township.
But they are getting the money.
He's
correct about that. Every county has townships. They might not have any township name, but if you look in the direction every county, they're all divided out on 36 square centers.
They're just not organized.
But they're unorganized and they've never been organized.
Some don't have names, but their townships are there. Some don't have
names.
As Gerald was saying, that's a key point we need to educate legislatures on right there.
Right.
That's an absolute good.
That's good.
If we could get the county on board, the county association on board, this is a
endangerment.
Then they'd have some muscle, maybe.
Might have some
very hard.
If they're benefiting, they should be participating.
Might have some drawback though from the counties because once they put it in their general fund.
And it's more work for them.
Well, but they don't necessarily put it on that township, though.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. We might get some big kickback from the counties that are going to say, leave us alone.
But there's a township north of me that dissolved 4, 5, 6 years ago. And their roads are better now than they've ever been.
Okay, there you go.
But they had a township that wasn't functional. Mm-hmm. They did nothing. Absolutely. Never applied for a grant, never did anything.
See, now I'm on the other hand of that, Tom. I farm in one township that's unorganized, and they don't do anything in that township.
But that's the county is responsible for them when they're unorganized.
Right.
But the county's spending that money somewhere.
Right. That's cool.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not in that
county. They are getting the money for it.
And of course, you talk to the county engineers and such, and then they'll say, well, we know we have to put that money into that township. However, they are capped at 18 mil, for an unorganized. So they can't do anything different on, major jobs that are coming in. But they can apply. I mean, these grants and such, the counties can apply for the roads that need improvement on the unorganized as well.
We're just fortunate we get what we get.
Okay. Any further discussion on the treasurer's report?
I had one said before. Looking at the assets, I think the checking and savings and. I'm looking at the audit report, this is all stuff that we get money from various. It says there are $54,000 in CDs, and I look at the address screen, and I see a CD for $12,000. I know our data report was done in 2011, or shortly after.
What now, Charles?
The audit report says that we have $54,995. $90.43 in CD.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look on the last page of the budget report, the assets.
This is from November 1 to December 6th. And the audit would have been at the end of the year. Of our fiscal year.
November 1, please.
So there's another $12,000, right?
There's one CD in the Columbus that's on the downstream.
Where's all the,
We did move, we put two together last year. Those two $5,000 ones.
I see what you're saying, Gerald. That's TVs are showing up as only $12,000.
But
well, what's
the
world?
But the audit report goes from 1 November 24 to 1 November 25. Yeah.
Let me see that again.
Barb, what are the... You got the CD-21?
No, CD-22.
But then the...
Minus 5,000.
Dakota Community, 1,033,238 number. Is that a CD?
3325 is a CD.
31325
is a CD.
It's got to be a CD. That number looks like a CD number. What about the 13?
And the 12?
Is a CD number too.
Right.
Okay, so you have 12.
So why are they not showing up on that report?
Yeah, there's some on here.
It shows up as 54,000.
Okay.
12,000, 31,000, 13,000. You get that, Gerald?
Well, yeah, you got a lot.
Yeah.
You got a net one from the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not 54.
It's more. It's more than that. 25 on the 31 is about 54. Is it able? Well, this last one was after the audit, right? 12,000?
Yeah, and I haven't received any. I did check on that. I haven't received any interest since then. So
okay.
Those are the numbers that would have been current until we received.
How many months or years are those CDs?
Oh, they're different.
Yeah.
Some are 6, some are 18, some are 9.
Make sure the next ones you get done right away. If there's one up, because it's going to go from 4% to 3% so damn fast.
Well,
what are these?
We watch them.
Is that okay?
They're right at 4.
Right at the 4.
Yeah.
If there's any up, they're coming up.
When they come up, I talk to Lee, and then we look at which months, you know, they sometimes have specials for a 9 month or their 18 months or whatever.
Was there a change though? Because it doesn't have, according to that CDs, they're 54,592, and according to the balance sheet, it's 56,968. It's more than what went on to the audit.
Good. Let her look through the computer. Anyway, we got more money.
Oh, wait a minute. That was old.
Well, $3,000 difference.
No, Gerald, that was 24, Gerald. Yeah. You look down lower on your audit report.
Yeah.
On the CDs, as of 10/31/25, CDs are right. 56,968,19.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was the 24 numbers up above there.
Okay.
Thank you. We good? Okay. Any further questions on the Treasurer's Report? Hearing none, motion to accept the Treasurer's Report. Tim?
Wheeler second.
Motion and a second to accept treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Treasurer's report read and approved. Mr. Tennyson, attorney's report, please.
Halfway busy. We've gotten quite a few phone calls, section lines, some fences, some drainage projects, some ditches. Had quite a few ditches that in the eastern part of the state where people have taken samples and cut ditches, some drainage, and some probably problems with the slope standards of the roads. I think Rod's had a couple of townships that had problems, probably some recent things going on, I would guess. The fixer?
Yeah. New construction, you mean?
No, where guys just go in and I guess it is new construction, or guys gone in and just clean drains.
Clean drainage ditches.
And made them both way deeper and way steeper than what they thought it should be. Drafted some bylaws and constitution changes, of course, before that. There are a few for audit services. I've been working, and I haven't appeared at every meeting, but quite a few of them. There's the zoning, or the data center zoning. Hopefully by the end of the year, this part of the year, there's going to be, kind of some sample zoning ordinances for townships and cities, counties for data centers and powers, that sort of thing coming out. Had some extraterritorial jurisdiction questions. That's kind of about it. I don't know, full gamut, more than I thought that would be any question on.
What is, extraterritorial? How many miles?
It depends on the size of the city. I think it's under 2,500, or no, under 10,000, I think it's a mile, and over 10,000 is 2 miles, I think it is.
It is two. For some reason, I thought it had increased to 3 miles.
I'll take a look. You might be right.
Some of them may be increased, but.
Have to take the full mileage.
No.
They can put it any place they want, but they can go up to a max or whatever the state says.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought.
I thought
they had changed that to 3 miles, but I don't know why it's not. But
here it is, 1 mile. 1 mile, if it is up to, or fewer than 5,000, between 5,000 and 25, it's 2 miles. 4 miles, if it's 25 and above.
Four miles.
That's
I was thinking three.
Well, it's
going out, huh?
I got a friend that's in that. We just had a big battle here in Berkshire County between townships and the city and county, and the county was on the township side. And the city adjusted theirs to some effect, but basically what they did is subdivisions that were already developed, land to be developed, that are already outside of their sewer and water jurisdiction. They exclude those. So like my house is the subdivision, so I'm no longer in the EPA. But my 40 acres sits to the south of me and it's still in the EPA. Mm-hmm. And then the city of Lollipop, City of Bismarck, and I know every city does it, but City of Bismarck is Lollipop, where they follow a right of way of section line road and it says pay for the most part, because that's a county requirement. And took over section of the land or quarter of the land, and that's now within the jurisdiction of the city of Bismarck. That was, so, if it depends on what size the city is, if you're close to a big one like I am, you're screwed. If you're out far away from one, yeah.
Actually, I think you're in the eastern part of the state. Harwood and City of Harwood are fighting over the EC. For that data center.
Mm-hmm. But according to Senator Sotomayor, not the moonlight change. It's still in Fargo's big back now. They're on Fargo's district.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Well, Allendale did that.
Yeah.
And Allendale won.
Fargo's going to try, but it didn't work.
Well, Fargo always won one part?
Yeah. No, not all of it.
Okay. The RFP, did you get enough information on that to send out then?
I have it. And then you get them all.
Okay.
Information.
Okay.
So you keep a log of all the calls you get?
I try to, but I'm not next to the computer all the time either. I've been trying to recall them and keep a log of it, but I don't get all of them.
Just, if, you know, if you get that, then we see what we need to work on as far as getting more, doing more education.
Well, it's typically, it's sectionized. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But that's been a lifelong dispute. That's a dispute I dealt with in the college too. I don't know if you can educate people.
No. That's been that way for 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, I had to learn a lot of the section line when I first became street training because we had Rodney Golden. And that was, I got Christopher Cole right away on that one. And not everybody understands section line.
Well, that'd be a heck of a good topic for a workshop.
It would be.
Yeah.
A little refresher course.
Yeah.
Half the time they won't listen to you anyway.
Most of them know what they want you to interpret it to their benefit, that they're in the right.
Right down the section line.
Well, the worst part is when it comes to the section line, is that road truly, or that trail, most of it is the trail, is that trail truly on the section line? Or is it off 6 feet or 8 feet, you know? And then they think, well, it should be the township that has to pay for that survey. And well, it's not. It's got to be up to the landowner to actually determine, you know, where
that is. I kind of smile about that. I made a pass on myself about 7 or 8 years ago. We got a guy who owns land next to us. He's professor at UND, or at NASU, and he's originally from the area, but he's 7 years old, and I'd never met him before. I could hear someone shooting, and I looked, and there was someone shooting a mile down from our farm. He was on the session line. So I said, hey, I went on and said, hey, sir, I do not do that. And I said, you're on our land. Well, the way this looks to me, he knew who I was. He said, section line appears to be on my land. You guys are on my land. He goes, I'm shooting on my land. Yeah, I guess you're right.
He was right. there's a lot of times we get that question, but they'll find out that two-track trail probably isn't on a section line. It's probably on one landowner for the others. You know, so.
Or sometimes established roads, county roads even.
Even the county roads are off, really.
I wish I could remember the details. There's one spot in particular that I worked on where the road was probably 8 or 10 feet off.
Wow, really? I thought maybe the county would have been careful enough to survey them.
Isn't there a water that's been a road for so long that it's established?
Established trail. Yeah.
Well, still have to verify, Jamie, right?
Well, Rod is talking about it being used by prescription.
Yeah.
Something open and notoriously used for, I think it's 15 years for an easement. Yeah, then there's that issue that's up in your area where there's the township shooting those guys that pulled that section line. Yeah. I guess that road's been there for probably ever, and that's as good as they could find and figure out where that section line was at. You know, it's gotten way easier with GPS to survey things and all, but it's not 100% science. They still have difficult time finding stone.
They have to find the stone.
Yeah, they have to find it.
They find the stone, you're throwing all the money.
That's it.
That's what they go by.
Okay.
And the road was put in the wrong place 100 years ago when it got improved. It got improved on the same spot.
Right. Yep.
But there are stones that are very incorrect.
Yep.
But so
that's hard to change.
Pardon me?
That's hard to change.
Okay. I have a question, Jamie. So in our township, I've got Paul, guy that it's we have a guy in our township that was the target, right? On the side of the township road, and the site's gun and shooting at that all the time. Crosses the township road, so vehicles are driving here.
He wants to get through there.
Is there anything about that prevents?
Well, if it's within the 33 feet, if it it could be looked at as a permanent structure if it's, say, that close to them. Yeah, I would start to test it as a permanent structure if that.
If he puts it on his property and he shoots towards the road, is that, you know,
that seems to me that that could be in public endangerment.
Yeah.
Well, what is it he puts there?
I would have heard about
a run target.
In this call, and they pull him in the center, and he puts it, and he shoots. And the township road is 25 feet past that.
Oh,
and people are driving that out, and there's a blind spot there, the machine's yet. So,
I would say that's a reckless endangerment as well. Yeah, I mean, if you're shooting for the roadway of people with all the backstop, that's reckless endangerment. It would classify that as reckless.
That's like shooting, that's almost as bad as shooting in a farm stand with one backstop.
Well, and then to add another part of this equation is lots of times you drink.
Yeah, I would
take sure it's not unclear. The target by itself is a liability.
It is.
If it's within the 33 feet, either way, if someone is driving down that, hits that.
If it's permanent. If it's permanent. Not permanent, they just put it up portable. But come in the 33 feet, he could just move 500 feet. But that's still wrong.
Right.
Yes,
You'd be looking at
the township could also
public endangerment.
If that thing is there and the township doesn't make the movement, the township is liable.
Not if it's not on the property.
It's our what Nick if it's on the 33 feet. Yeah. Yes.
And probably not that.
And the township's liable.
If it's not permanent though, I don't think so.
What's permanent? If someone runs into it, it shouldn't have been there. It's up to the township to make him move that off that 33 feet.
Permanent is actually defined in the statute as not easily moved, I believe. And there is actually definition.
The thing that we've worked on is rocks. Big people drag this big rock off the field and put it on the 33 feet.
Yeah.
Someone hits it, who's liable? The guy that put it there. But also, if the township, if it was put there one day and they never didn't know it, and the sun at night somebody hits it, township might not be liable. But if it's been there a long time, township is aware of it. And the township would lie.
If the township has notice, it's problematic for the township. There is a case done by Lamore. It'd be somewhere down in the area. I worked out when I was a law clerk about 15 years ago in Jamestown. I went up to the Supreme Court, I'm sorry. There was a landowner who owned land on both sides of the section line. And there was a loss on the section line. It was an unapproved section line. But the township knew that there was a loss on it. There's hidden. Drove a four-wheeler on and he got killed. The Supreme Court found the landowner wasn't liable, but they found the township was liable because they had notice. So if the township has notice that that's out there, then the township could potentially be liable. Now, if the guy's moving it back and forth, I don't think it's permanent. I don't think the township could have notice.
But that one, washout, and that depends on who you talk to. Is it the washout or the dugout?
But the township knew about it.
Well, was it marked?
The road was closed. It was an unimproved section line that was closed. But the kids still.
The trail went around that washout.
And then what happened then? The township got sued.
The township was held liable. The Supreme Court said the township was liable. I have that opinion that I wrote someplace. I'll have to look. I don't remember the name of Jesus.
Okay. Wow.
But it ended up at the Supreme Court and it would be overturned.
Yeah, that's the issue. This got talked about in Montreal County. They're on top of this. These lay flat hoses. And then every so often they got a pump. Well, it's a pump on a two-wheel trailer. And they're 10-inch pumps, you know. 12-inch, whatever that one is, and they put them right on approach, and they'll find the process. They're running in the ditch, and they're paying the farmer or the landowner, one or the other, to go there. So they thought they got permit that and stuff. See, so our township doesn't permit them yet. I think we're going to have to start after listening to what Montreal County says. But so they're putting them on approach right up to the edge of where the blade cuts. So if someone goes down there and hits that, who's responsible?
I don't know if the township would be responsible because it'd be no different than someone parking a vehicle on the side of the road and someone running into it.
that's a vehicle breaks down or you park it there temporary. They're setting these things up and sitting there for a week or 2 weeks or sometimes longer. And
see if I can find,
you know.
So the pipe that's in the ditch is the township. Is that, that's what you're talking about?
Well, they tried to come in and said, we're going to put it on the, we're going to put it in the ditch, not on the farmer's land. Well, the farmer has the land all the way to the center.
Yeah.
So, you know, and else the county or township has bought it. But, so they pay the farmer, they pay the owner, one or the other gets paid for that being there. It's not an issue. But when that pump is parked there, and it's right, I mean, there is a cut. You know, the blade cut is right, it's right there. And then they come park here sometimes too. Well, who's liable? See? And I believe the township could be held liable if they allow it.
You know, like you said,
if it's in the right of way, yeah. And it, you know, are they going to be responsible? In the end, maybe not, but they're going to be into that lawsuit.
Really sue it.
The township would.
The township would?
Yeah.
The owner of the pump, whoever told them they could put it there?
I'm not so sure that they'd be liable, though, because...
The township doesn't... We don't give... Our township doesn't get the pump there.
In this section, 24.6.20...
We just let... You know, they want to put it on the ditch, on the grass, and they think they can... We township can allow it, don't cost them nothing. We said, no, that belongs to the farmer still. You got to deal with the farmer.
So, for the owner. 24.6.20 states, the person may not place or cause any place... Any permanent obstruction within the vertical plane of the 33 feet of any section line within the right of way or within the right of way of any highway unless written permission is first secured through the Board of County Commissioners or the Board of Township Officers and Supervisors as appropriate. So if they have permission, I'm not 100% sure that they would be liable. Anybody would be liable.
Well, there's something we need to look at because these things are all over. And I found out that in Montreal County, see, you know, they run on a county road and then there's no culvert on the county road, so they'll go down 1/8 of a mile to the first culvert, they'll run through the culvert and then come back.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And this one culvert, I think it's 24, yeah, that's gotta be a 24 inch. There's three pipes going through there.
Oh my goodness.
So if there was a 5-inch rain or 2-inch rain, the water would run over the road and wash the road up. And I said, well, we don't let them cut. See? We don't, up there most, we don't let them cut a road. We don't let them cut a section line. Or even an unused section line. They have to bore them all when we make them. And they're okay with it. I mean, it was a fight at first, but now they bore them. But we did cut one on a township next to me, and I got to call the guy and said, did you guys allow them to cut it? Because it was mud when they did it. And it was froze, but it was mud, see. We don't know, we just don't allow them, see. So they did that, and we don't know if they have permission, but in Montreal County, there was a few cases where they cut the road and cut into the culvert so they'd get the culvert big enough to get another hose through. What was going on, see, they don't even ask, and they, so I mean, this is a huge thing, cause there's water, you know, needed at all these frack jobs. And like that 103, that was two different companies going through that culvert. It's like, there's a big pond west of me now. This pond is, it's got to be 3 acres. They built a pond. And they dug down, I think at 8 feet, they had water. And we knew it's water, so then they could build it. But they built it, so then they had to build dikes up higher. So this dike is way high, and there's this big pond, and it's full of this, you know, and they got plastic laid in that pond. It's just unbelievable what they do to get water. And that water actually comes from Lake Chicago. Pumped all the way up there. Yeah, they need all this water. And so, I mean, this isn't going away. And I've been arguing with them. Why don't you guys put some bigger culverts in? Yeah. And, well, Hess don't want to do it. And the company don't want to do it because they might get the job this time, but they might not ever get that job again. So if they put the bigger pipe in that accommodates the water flow and the pipes, who they pay for it, they might not ever give a job with that company again because they're always bit. They get a little bitter. We're going to have problems with this. It's a big thing. It's going to, yeah, it's, you can't believe it. Because at first it was just nothing, you know, but. there's a lot of other issues that are coming with this. So that's, I mean, you're moving the header, and there's this pump sitting on it, so you got to try and get over. But this is the old township road, Munker Road, and you can't really get, see, that's the only way down to get around it. Then the rolls, you've seen the rolls of blade flat around the roll in the metal frame, and they spot them or something on the roll. Well, you can't get around them with your head. And one time I went, this one was in the way, I just took my pickup up there and knocked it over into the ditch. So we could get down that road. It's going to be a problem. But these wells aren't going away, so why don't they make some salt? But nobody wants to spend the money.
That's right.
And there's 10 different companies doing this, or 20, I don't even know, that are supplying the water. Mm-hmm. Long Trails County is on top of it. They got the permit process. It's different if it's fresh water or unfresh water. Because some of them might have salt in it, see, so they charge different fees for if it's salt water, or, well, I shouldn't call it salt water. They don't call it salt water in their name, but if it's fresh or if it's got contaminants in it, they charge different fees in case there's a spill. And they have to put a huge bond down for them. It's way more than if it's unfresh water, if it's salt water, I call it, you know, than if it's fresh water.
They call it dirty water. Someone could be.
I don't know. It's a problem, but they gotta have the water. I mean, they gotta have it. So, and the first one that ever came, I said, I need to get in that field to spray, to drive over it. You know, I got a big wheel sprayer. I mean, you mean drive over it? Yeah, I didn't even hurt that pipe, that plastic, that hose. You ain't gonna hurt it. I mean, it's about that small thing. I pull up and go slow. It doesn't even put an eighth of an inch dent in that hose, the loaded sprayer.
So that's like a solid pipe laying across.
When it's pressured up, see?
When it's
full of water pressured up, you can't.
When it's going after somebody hits that?
Will it be a leak?
Yeah, somebody's going to kill themselves.
I know. That's why I say there's all these other things that come with this. Now, the last two or three years, different companies, you can't drive over. That's what the other guy did. They said, drivers can't hurt it. No, we don't want people driving over. So, then they'll put those flat deals, and then they hook up, and then you can drive. That's why you can drive through sometimes.
Well,
Eddie.
So I have a question about forums. About the township bringing in forum, and they sent me a picture or an image of the Attorney General thing, and it was talked about an educational seminar.
They should be fine.
And that's what we talked about, and then they're still not going to bring in forum because they're in a lawsuit apparently with the PSC and other departments over JET.
That's, I don't know the township that is, that's one of the Coleman must be in.
No, Jane Coleman is in, they might be a part of it. She is in
Leppert. Tim Leppert is up there.
Yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't have the problem thing.
Can we talk about that, but they're not going to make it for them.
Okay, anything further, Jamie?
No, that's it. Is.
Okay, thank you. Roger, do you have your report for your audit committee?
Yeah, everybody should have a copy in the packet, I presume. If you do, it's probably better if you study it yourself rather than me rattling off a whole bunch of numbers.
Whatever. Okay. That's as high as I can get it, Tom.
Okay.
I don't have a external speaker here, so. Okay. He just said that the audit report is in the packet. He said it was better for everyone to go through it rather than him reading it off. if there's any questions on it.
No.
Okay.
So it's in the packet.
Maybe you got one of the big ones from tomorrow.
That's what I printed off is the big ones from tomorrow.
Okay. Sorry about that. Then it isn't, Tim. Do you have extra? Over there on that table, though.
It should be in this
packet. Yep, in that packet. There it is. That's the one I grabbed. That's what I grabbed off.
I got one of those.
Yeah. No, really?
She didn't print that one out for me.
If you hand those out, are you going to need them back?
How many you got?
Well, I've been printing for tomorrow, but if you just keep them for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll keep them for tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
We can just print tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. If they can't all hear it, you might have to read it off then if they don't have a copy.
We're getting them, Roger.
Okay.
They were in the packet that was ready for tomorrow.
You got enough?
The one packet that we had for just tonight's meeting didn't have the audit report in it, so.
I'll give
them. Yep, I got one.
Okay. I'll give you one piece.
Thank you.
Yep.
I need one tomorrow.
The page runs.
I have one.
You have one?
Yeah,
not long ago. Just immediately after the balance sheet. There you go. That's it. I think. Well, there's the CD for 68. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it was just the starting CDs we had at 54, so.
The top half of that report is the numbers that we started with on November 1st, 2024, and then the bottom half is what happened during the 25 year.
Right. Did everyone hear that?
No.
The first half of the numbers are what we started with in 2024, and then the bottom half is what happens in 2025.
November 21st.
Now, that is the final for 24. Correct.
That's halfway down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now we have a balance of 314,000. Right?
Total. Yeah, well, that's total. CDs.
Yeah,
CDs included. Yeah. Any questions on that audit report?
If you draw a line under the balance available, that's 2024, Mr. President.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything further to add, Roger, on it?
No, pretty well self-explanatory. If everybody could get a hold of a copy, there is.
Yep, we got him now. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Roger. On to the budget committee. We met and went through a budget. Everybody can take a look at that as well. Did end up with on a positive side of $602. So we were able to show a positive return on it through the year. Any questions on what you see on that budget report? Do you want a few minutes to look at that?
legal fee. $5,400
to $13,000.
Proposed at
$19,000. That was, we left both attorneys on that, Tom.
Tom and Jamie.
Yeah, and Jamie on it. And that was, because there hadn't been any further action on anything, so that was the total of the two together. We had to leave that number in there on that.
So Tom Moore is going to be it again, right? Sure.
That depends on the board, Tom. Board's decision on it. At the time, there hadn't been any final action or no action taken, so we had to budget for that amount.
So on line 38, APA, National Fence, that's the National Township Association, eh?
Yeah.
That's their dues?
Yeah.
Because they actually paid almost $6,000 and only get a budget of $3,000 for it?
If you read on the bottom, Gerald,
okay.
Line 66,
yep.
North Dakota LTAP and the North Dakota Township, or National Association of Towns and Townships, they didn't get paid in 24, so it was a double up. For those two, so. Same on the president's wages as well. That was doubled up too. So.
Yeah,
probably should have. Yeah, that'll get caught. That usually gets caught when we have a double up like that.
Yeah.
Anything further on the budget report?
The question, in reference to the $19,000 budget for reasons, you said, we talked about something else, so I might get this wrong. You said nothing was, something wasn't considered, or nothing was considered. What did you
mean? Not on a final decision if we needed two attorneys or not. So we, due to the fact that we currently have two, we had the budget for two. There's not been a formal action taken, to select anything different.
I think I asked this after, but I didn't mean. So if we decide, if the board votes to do an outside audit, do we need a budget for that in here, or how do we do that if the board decides something like that?
Well, that is the same deal. We don't have any formal anything to go by, so we couldn't put it in there, Todd. You know,
yeah.
It's not saying that we can't do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are items, non-budgeted items that we go ahead with, you know, $3,000, $4,000 isn't such a large amount, but you start talking $20,000,
okay.
You know, then it's a different deal. It's just that we had no formal, motions to actually
budget. Contract to do that.
Yeah, we didn't have anything formal to actually budget it by. Any further questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to accept the budget to present to the membership at tomorrow's meeting.
Also moved to submit the budget to the annual meeting.
Yeah. I'll second this. Leon second. Motion and second to move this forward to the membership. Open for discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor.
So we might do an audit, but we haven't verified that we will. So if we decide to do one, when do we have to decide that so we can...
At our annual meeting.
That's the
reorganization meeting.
We can talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because anything can change tomorrow. It's up to the membership to accept this. So this was just the preliminary budget that the budget committee had to provide, and it's now being able to be viewed by the board, and then it's forwarded on to the membership for their approval or changing, because they can change it as well tomorrow. So
we're approving this for presentation.
Correct.
So we're not
saying
this is the final.
No, it's just to move it to the business meeting tomorrow is all.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the budget to present to the membership tomorrow, signify by saying aye. All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Okay. Committee reports. Barb, do you have anything on the convention that you would like to bring forward? Or?
Well, we talked about it. There's quite a few more people signed up this year. However many of them come, it depends on the weather probably, but it seems like they've got a nice group coming. So the cost increased some, but not as much as I thought it would compared to what restaurants and stuff, you know, the food. It didn't seem like it increased as much as they did in other areas of our life. Anybody have any questions? I don't really have anything more than that. We'll see how it turns out.
And I think everyone got that note that governor was not able to attend.
Yeah. And the lieutenant governor.
Neither the governor or lieutenant governor. So from that, and other than that, I haven't heard, as far as I know, everyone else is going to attend.
As far as I know.
Did Larry get back to you on Joelle? Call Joelle. Is he got a spot for her tomorrow?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
He moved through to that.
I haven't seen any comment back, so.
Yeah, he's
talking. Okay. So she can get down the road. Okay, anything further? Questions? Comments? Awards committee, Gerald, you're the chair on that.
As far as I know, we're all set to go. Noon on Monday.
Yep.
Nick was scheduled in on
award presentation
at noon. Noon, I believe it is.
I talked to Larry about that, the legislative award will be given up.
No, I was
going to
say. Usually that one's in the evening.
Yeah,
for nothing. And then usually the legislator has about an hour and a half speech, doesn't he?
I hope not.
All righty. Anything further on the awards? Moving on, Todd, anything on legislation?
That special, the need that, that budget hearing that townships were kind of forced into doing, I think there's some motivation to kind of do something at that special session January 21st. I think the governor announced that, and I've been talking to Larry about it. He's working on some language on that, and that's probably going to be brought up at somehow, some way to get our delegation to bring that up and kind of deal with it. What else? No, I think I wanted to read this. You have something?
Well, you want to bring up the thing about the Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, there's a guy that suggested to solve all this, the easiest thing would be to allow townships to do their annual meeting in September.
Instead of March.
And then they don't have to have that special budget hearing, and then all that stuff could be done in September. And, that was just a thought.
This came from the Richland County meeting, and his premise was if you did it in September, you wouldn't have to have the second budget meeting, and you would be budgeting according to whatever the legislature decided to do instead of before. And I just said, that's an idea that I've never thought of. We'll talk about it.
So how do we, should we bring that to the public tomorrow and ask them that, or how do we do that?
We're going to wait for a resolution committee. All about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think probably better journaled at that time to bring something. If there's any action, though, it has to be, you have to suspend the rules to bring any type of resolution on to accept any resolution off the floor. So,
last thing I got is I got a really nice thank you from Kristen Roars about us, playing in that golf tournament. She says, Todd and Andy Tierway, we appreciate your support of the Senate Republican Caucus. I hope you enjoy the day out at Apple Creek. Your donation allows us to keep up the good work. We look forward to working together to make North Dakota the best place to live and work. So I thought that was pretty nice. And just going to kind of reiterate how important some of that stuff is, and I don't know how you place the value in that or not, and I wish, it was nonpartisan. I wish the Republicans would, or the Democrats would have a golf tournament, because I certainly would vote for that too, but, I just think, the more we can do with that, the more exposure you get, and I just wanted to read that. I thought that was kind of coming from her. I'm not sure I'll support if she's always been and being from downtown Fargo, I think. That's all.
That one thing about that, Todd, we have to be so careful.
Yeah.
If you research that, and I'm sure Jamie, you probably have done that, but the 501c4 that were designated at, if you research that as to, question if you can donate or apply any funding towards a political event with tax dollars, with dues that are derived from tax dollars. You can't. And that's where last year when we were approached by Benefica, we would have been able to have done that had we went ahead with that, because the funding that we would have received from them is not dues funds. So that actually would have been funding that we could have actually done some sponsorship, like you've talked of.
Yeah.
But on dues funding alone, we can't do it. They can if there was funds donated to us, that's different. But when it's all, and our revenue is all 100%. Dues, which is derived from tax dollars.
So what happens for money that as far back supposed to be spent?
And from your lenders.
That's not tax.
Well, yeah, that's not tax dollars.
It ain't going to be tax dollars.
So the question is, did we actually get the
501c4? Are we actually a nonprofit?
That's what our status is according to our bylaws is 501c4.
Which one are we applying for so we get the cheap rate on the mail out?
501.
And it had to been
couldn't do it. Right?
Well, we spent a lot of time and they just didn't think we qualified for anything that would make it so that we wouldn't have to pay that postage. I mean, you pay the postage, but you get a discount.
You read the difference between them two, and I don't know exactly why we're considered a 501c4.
Tom Moe had an explanation for that. I can't remember what he all said.
I thought that we weren't the 501c something.
That's the impression that I had.
Can you say that that's in our
final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if
you gave it to
multiple parties with that.
It still wouldn't, it's such a fine line there. I mean, that would be the only way we could ever try to. I know the reason, Rod. You know, it's just that
not legal.
What we have to do, how careful we have to be. I don't know if you guys remember when we fought measure number 4, we actually were called upon to supply some of our minutes, because of the fact they questioned that, what we were doing, how we were promoting, what money was being spent to actually promote the no vote. You know, and so, I mean, I know where you guys are coming from. I know what we have to do as an association, how careful. But Gerald, you're right, you know, that money that we do get from United Community, but that's normally a donation for here.
It's for the convention.
For the convention, basically, you know.
So I can do some research on that and see if I can figure out benefits. Yeah, I know that there was some concern. I think that the Association of Counties, someone made an ethics complaint against the Association of Counties. The Association didn't donate any money either because they're not so comfortable about that. But someone still made a complaint because they were still advocating against Measure 4.
I think everyone did. I think Association of Counties, Township Association, League of Cities did. Who else? Those three for sure. Anyway, at that time, Jamie had all been questioned on that and had to supply information.
And School Board Association, I think they're a pylon. I don't know if there are any complaints made against anybody other than but I'm not sure.
With, you know, where we went to, I mean, there were not any complaints after we provided what we needed. But we did have to provide information that they requested, you know. In fact, they actually requested our full, wasn't our contact list. It was our mailing list, where it was sent to, you know, which helped us because it wasn't our full contact list, you know, because there were very few, if I remember Larry, there were actually very few mail-outs that we had done. Most everything had been through emails, contacted. So we did not have to supply all our contact list, you know.
Well, the grassroots list didn't go out when that was that request.
I don't recall which one was sent. Maybe that was the list, but that was only mailed to, there was something with that, Tim, and I can't remember which one was actually, but it was the wording that was in the request that we were able to get by without having to supply them with our full list. And I mean, it's still not too late. I mean, we could go back and we could get back in contact with Benefica, and have them come back in and visit with us again. You know, I mean, I believe it was like $5,000 the first year that they would have guaranteed us.
Well, and that money that we can use to do that.
Correct.
Story, and I was just going to ask you, Vice President, for it. She sent me out an email and said to put the calendar on put it on the date for the upcoming one in this July. So they already got a schedule here, Apple Creek. And so if we want to send somebody from our organization there, do you stamp them? Or you'd have to kind of go on your own and just,
yep.
Just kind of, yeah.
Yep. And that's, you know, that's why I couldn't refund you that money, Todd, because of that. Then, you know, I mean, you try and work through a loophole or something, you can't do it. You know, we're basically committing fraud on our books, on our end, if, you know, so. But it's definitely something that the board could consider again. I mean, I think Benefica would come in and, you know, I know there was a lot of reserves about handing over our contact list to them. But like Larry had explained, legal rights, if they would come in and request them, we couldn't deny it.
Yeah.
You know.
But like what you guys said, the booth rental and the stuff, can that money be used for this?
I would guess it should be. You know, I wasn't thinking of that because that is funds that are not derived from tax dollars.
So that could be, you know,
from what I read now, Jamie would probably have to.
I'll have to do some research on that.
Sure.
Okay. Other organizations do create other entities or profit entities.
See, that's like farmers. That's what Tom Moe talked about that too. That if we would have went with that Benefica, we would have had to have formed a different entity to handle that funds so that it didn't come back.
Yeah.
And affect us, you know. So, and at the same time, and I don't remember which status we needed to be, but there is a change that we could get that would reduce our postage in about half. Is that correct, Barb? You know, but we're not considered a full educational association, and that's what you have to be. If I remember right, you have to be considered a, and I don't know why, because I mean, that
yeah,
is
because you're lobbying, I suppose.
Yeah. That. Yeah, you're lobbying. I guess that you're right on that. Is that you're lobbying your school too.
So, maybe that's some
different organization. One is an educational, one is a lobbying school.
Yeah, that's actually what other organizations do. They have an organization.
But our lobbyist is educating politicians. And that means that our lobbyist is educating people by anybody.
Yeah, but sure. There's money involved.
Sure. Well, and that's...
We're paying him to educate our members.
Yeah, but the other end is going to say, no, that's money.
I think they're still going to be that's a lobby. We're lobbyists, and that's their education.
And if we did have an outside revenue source to do this with, we would have to make sure that the money is going equally to both of them, not that we're favoring one slightly over the other.
Correct.
Because we have to work with both of them.
Yeah. I see that makes sense too. Yeah.
That would be the biggest thing.
And they said, don't buy the legislature dinner.
Get in trouble.
Well, we
buy my brother one half
the time. Yeah, but he's brother. You did buy one.
But we checked into that when the socials were here. Checked in with the ethics committee on that to make sure that we were within our legal rights. And there is a certain amount that is acceptable. You know, so we had to stay down below that amount. Plus, we had to have something there was educational about our association, you know.
I think it's like $7 or something.
It wasn't a lot of money. No.
Maybe
no,
$10.
No. But if you look at the philosophy of our association, it's the bottom line that actually says to provide education, leadership and leadership training to all associated township members. when Tom Mullen Barb worked on that, they felt that, and this was the federal IRS, that we weren't strong enough on our promoting our education when it was listed as number 6 on our philosophy, you know. So it looks quite, Barb and Tom worked on that quite a bit, and there was a lot of, information that they went back and forth on, trying to gain the different categorization so that we can, we could have gotten that reduced postage.
Are we ready for solid?
You guys okay with that? Yeah, we can take a break. That's fine. Yeah.
But we had that deal for legislators here.
Right.
In that room, and they came, and we gave them drinks, and we were educating them.
Right.
There was a educational display.
Right. And that was, we were okay with that.
Fine line.
Even the first question we had, you know, we checked on that, and...
It was open to anybody, not party affiliated.
Yeah, I don't remember that amount either, Jamie.
It's a small amount.
Yeah, it wasn't. You're not gonna buy your legislator much for
$7
for what they want. For what they allow.
You're lucky that they pay for coffee.
Small beer. Coffee is not easy.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Todd. Nothing further.
I'll have to do it. All right, just
present.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and take a little break here and have some stuff.
Have some goodies.
Ready to roll?
No.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started again.
I shut my camera off so you didn't see me eating lobster.
Oh!
What did
he say? He shut his camera off so we didn't see him eating his lobster.
That's a lobster alluded.
Yeah.
All right, we're back on the nominating committee.
We met before our meeting, and I have a sheet with some names on it that I had brought forward. I have more than I thought. And I know that you didn't see yours. Oh, I have three more, so I guess I thought I didn't have enough. Be interested in Vice President, and the people that I had talked to were interested. There was a gentleman in District 3 who was Jason Johnston. He is the Highway Superintendent in Walt Town.
Thank you.
This was good. He is also the clerk in his township, or the clerk treasurer in his township. And he also organizes the county association meetings in Wolf County. And he was interested in being a district director. And at this time, this is somebody that I knew from my time at the Commons. At which time, when I asked Rod if he would be interested in putting him down for vice president, and so we had this list of names. I presented this to the committee, and there was some discussion. There were no other names put forward, and so we talked about the committee reports here, and then potentially meet again after this.
Okay. Committee, if you can't come to an agreement on it, they'll have to be nominated off the floor then. Can't come from a...
So, the one thing that I did say is that it seemed inappropriate that I would nominate myself. And Leon said that he would be willing. And so, any other comments?
Well, if you guys want to meet afterwards again and see what you can come up with.
Okay.
I didn't catch all of that, Lee. What did he say? What was he...
The nominating committee had met, and they do have... Tim had come with some names that were... interested, Tim Gaynor for president, Rod Meyer for vice president, Tom Wheeler for District 1, Jason Johnston for District 3, and Gerald Miller for District 5. Doesn't appear like the nominating committee is 100% backing it. So they're going to meet after this meeting again, Roger.
Okay,
we'll move on then. Resolutions Committee.
So the Resolutions Committee, we didn't meet personally, we did email communications back and forth. Went ahead with the end of the meeting. I kind of had to set those two in just the other day, and I got those guys on to the list, and Larry and Roger pointed out that probably their new rules and policies versus audit or not, resolutions. So I separated that out. Do I need to go through them already, or do you have already understand what's going on here? So from the floor, I'll just bring it up.
Yeah.
And Dale gave me some really good points on the resolution number one. You know, that was the one about the grants. And then resolution number two is what we've been talking about with not doing the September budget hearing. And then resolution number three, which might be brought to the floor, there's another group from Sussman County that brought up and we talked about that. There's no teeth in when people cut roads or roads are all set. Damage right away. No teeth because they actually took it to court. And basically what happened was that the party that did the damages fixed it to what they felt was good enough. And the judge went, okay, that's what's good enough.
Oh. You're not bringing that one forward then?
I'm not going to talk to the people that they said to be here. Okay. If they're going to bring it, if they don't bring it forward, I'll bring it forward.
Yeah. Then Larry was going to have them all printed up
in the packet
prior.
I think it was in the packet. I might have looked at it and printed it off.
It's in the packet. We're getting
these. He'll have them up on screen and if,
yeah.
Well, if he gets here, otherwise.
Don't put that in that depth.
I think he's worried about that 9 inches of snow out there.
Yeah, no.
You didn't?
No, Al.
Oh, Al.
Well,
yeah.
It's hard to have
unsnow. That's what Marilyn said the other day. She said, our grass was still green. I said, ours probably is too. It's just stirring up those flowers.
Okay.
So I'm not writing anything
that turns off the next one.
I don't, we don't have it.
It's not in here.
Well.
Resolutions aren't in here.
I just printed what he sent me.
I'm leaving. Off the
unit. I do have it off the unit.
I know there's vendors that he just had it up on the screen.
Right. He puts it up on the screen, Joe. Well, when Larry gets here, you guys can figure that out. But usually just put it up on the screen, one resolution at a time, and then we vote on it. Everybody.
Well, if it's somewhere printed, we... You said you...
You said you have it in that packet?
It's not. I thought it did.
Oh, I, the one that you printed off the deal.
It was that one. I thought it was in
there.
I'm
going to
want to check.
We could...
Absolutely. He's there.
I brought lots of paper. We could print all night.
We don't need so long. No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anything further, Gerald?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
There's somebody from around the table here, I think.
Yeah, right here is a lot of resolutions here. Like Kevin Hansen.
That was
on the email.
Yeah.
I didn't email.
Email.
Yeah.
So we could pull that off the email and print that so we have it in the package.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Move on to the workshops. We haven't discussed these, and that is coming up soon. Any feedback? What are you guys thinking? Different locations?
One thought I had, what if we've been normally doing 16 workshops?
Yes.
We're set in 6 districts. Why don't we look at going down to 12 workshops? That would be 2 workshops in each district.
District 1 has, holy smokes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 4, Tom, when we went to Watford.
Yeah, well, Newburgh is one of them.
Oh, wait a minute, 5. Yes, but Newburgh, Minot, Stanley, Williston,
Wild Rose,
and Watford.
Williston, Watford. No, not Watford last.
Watford was once, but not both of them.
Newburgh, Minot. That's one.
Stanley. Wilder.
Williston.
And then we had Watford that one year.
One time.
Then we didn't do Williston. We did Watford.
I think that's right.
We went back to Williston and Wild Rose, didn't we?
We only had like 5 or 6 days in Wildwood. And people from Williston are just somewhat wild.
That's the problem we run into when trying to reduce them. We get some of those that are so many miles apart to try and catch them. Now, I know that I talked to some from way up in the Northwest that I asked them what was the difference between Williston or Wild Rose, and they didn't think there was a lot of difference between them, you know, as far as attending, but
like Bowman, you know, there's even some people come from Golden Valley there, and that's a long ways.
Yeah.
There's probably any other place to get them to come to. Is Bowman is the best. It's the biggest.
Yeah, that's numbers for each place.
Yeah. I mean,
there's that pretty good turnout in Wild Rose.
Yep.
That one's been a little bit.
Stanley's always about the same. They're this defense there.
Yep.
Newberg is.
That's usually a good one.
That's good. I mean, yeah, they got a solid crew up there. Every time they meet, their legislators are there.
Yep.
And they serve a meal every time, too.
They meet in the morning and then one in the afternoon.
Williston probably was a little on the light side. But
yeah, last year.
Well, that would be the thing if there was some that were really poorly attended or light that it didn't pay for us.
Well, we couldn't hardly say. I mean, even that time we had it in Watford, but we couldn't say it wasn't worth it. I mean, it was. There weren't many there, but they were really involved. You know.
It's tough to tell them if you didn't have a good turnout.
Well,
exactly. Don't agency on the call.
Yeah, we do. I don't have it with me, Todd. I don't know.
I know.
700-800 people a year.
Yeah, total.
Well, I'm talking about in a bigger place. Like a cap, but we get a bat house all the time. I mean, it's great.
They get 75 to 80 in ours all the time. Pretty much.
He really packed.
President, that's a good one.
We packed the house at a moment.
There was pulling in Pierce County, Benson County.
Grand Forks is 150 to
175.
Yeah. Over there, county meeting around the lunch.
Yeah, not for the work on us,
but we're part of it.
It's county meeting, we'll leave.
Yeah, how are we going to reverse that? Because that's what they're doing, company here, we'll leave.
See, that's the problem we run into. They come from the workshop, and then they disappear for the county one after that, so we don't hardly have anybody at the county one.
Oh. See, most time it's flip-flop.
They
show up for the hunting one, and then they leave before we get there.
And ours is the opposite.
Only problem is that when they do that, running back-to-back, it's a long day.
Yeah, like in
the dark. I mean, we can run ours for two and a half hours.
Yeah.
And then if they have to sit there another hour and a half for the county one, most people,
we do a luncheon of ours, but till it starts at 9:30 in the morning. Well, everybody's already there by 9:15 for the most part. And by 10,
In Bowman, you don't want anything in the morning.
Until
the afternoon, all the cowboys are feeding cattle.
Oh,
I suppose.
But you know, I ran into two guys. They're both from pretty good side ranchers in Montreal County. It's down by more north of Newtown, but yeah, they were kind of complaining about they don't have enough money, they don't want to get enough funding. I said, why don't you come to the meeting Monday? I said, you can talk to the guy that's in charge of doling the money out. He'll talk to you, he'll talk to you afterwards, he'll explain, he'll help you. Well, you ever been to a workshop? Well, no. Where are they? In Stanley. Every 2 years, we have them in Stanley. But they were complaining. I said, well, you have to do your part sometimes. I got kind of rude with them. But they were complaining. And I'm thinking, but how much do we do?
How come they would be shortly funding there, Tom?
I don't know. I said, your township will pay for the gas and motel and the registration fees. Oh, we didn't have the money. I said, don't tell me that. I know better. I just see your numbers. I can look at your numbers. They're not hurting for money at all, but I don't know.
They just don't want
to spend it on. What can you do to get them to come?
Tom, they just don't want to spend it on the neighbor's road.
he had a road in Raphael County, and that was that one was bad. There was three Halbert trucks tipped over there on that one. And then the township shut it down, put the road down. And nobody was hurt, but three trucks were tipped over. There's no shoulder to get in those spots. You know, so then they get too far. And the roads are three times as wide as they should be, because there's, the governor's office called Rat Lake to get that road open. We won't, but they finally did something. But then they got some money, and they got a lot of work done, so it's good, good role. They got issues, but still, don't tell me you can't come. Don't complain and then not show up.
Then not show up.
So I get frustrated with that. And Montreal usually get pretty good attendance at their meeting, and that was Tuesday in Plaza. We go back both to Plaza and Stanley. But pretty good attendance, lots of questions. Back finally they cut me off. I got so many questions. But he said, we gotta move on, Tom. That's all that. I'll be around. I stay till the end. But I learned things too from it. They got a lot of issues, but it just frustrates me. These guys don't show up.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the thing, we look at as far as the number of stops we make during that workshop tour too. You know, if we can get them somewhat reasonable for them to drive, we're hoping they come. You know, where if you put these workshop tours too far apart, then that's what you're going to get. Well, they're too far away for me. I can't make it, you know.
I've had some comments from the clerks. They'd like more education. I think, maybe we could do that. I'm thinking, should we do that separate from everything else, just for clerks?
Could be.
You know, and travel the state, not, I don't know when.
Have a few of them in a big city somewhere where they can all come.
Yeah.
But then you gotta remember, all these clerks are got jobs. So when do you do it?
Well, that's why you almost gotta go to that state.
Mm.
And just, I don't know, but that's, I had to have a number of clerks that I'd like to learn more. And we've got great people that'll help. So we, or help learn, help them, teach them, you know. So that's what I've heard recently is the clerks. I think we could still do more with the boards, but they don't want more. The boards, the educated boards, but they don't want more.
The younger guys do, though. You know, there's some.
But the older ones
coming on next.
They call it local control. And they're the local and they're the control. That's what they keep. But yeah, the younger ones are more apt.
I think
but they all got jobs. They don't have time to come to here or because they're both working.
I think if we would try and do more towards the clerk, though, I think we'd have to do that on a separate, rather than the workshop. It's too many hours in there, you know, to try and.
I agree.
Try and work.
And they would need to be as close as we have to workshops. Or maybe in the whole state.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we could have.
Well, and that could be something too. That could be set up like a Saturday afternoon or something. You know, if a guy goes to just the larger cities or whatever.
We always have a Zoom option. I hate Zoom, but I'm okay with it now. It's just something you got to have. And well, I think
the younger most
of those people that are clerks will accept that.
Yeah. The older ones, no.
Do you think that the clerks are uniquely more employed than the other offices?
Oh, they are. They all are now.
I would say, yeah.
I would dare say.
All the young ones are employed.
Okay. Well, I guess one of the thoughts that I had was, would it have to be at a separate time and location, or could there just be something for the regular workshop tour and then something off to the side at the same time for the clerk?
Well, it seems like any time we've ever tried to run that, like here at 10, then there's always a few that want both, you know. So you do run into that where, you know, they want both meetings, they hate to miss them. And so I think it'd be better, I think, you know, if we down the road tried to run just a clerk treasurer training at
Lucy different clerks, a lot of them run the township.
They do. Yep, absolutely.
You're right.
So a lot of times the clerk runs the township.
Yeah, Ken Yantis always used to say, that's your most important job in the township is that clerk. And he's right.
That's the money person.
Just last Sunday, McHenry County, but they were doing a ATLR at the Ledger training program. That was a big turnout.
Yeah.
There must have been 30 some people, and pretty much most of them were older than I would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a big turnout.
What county did that?
McHenry County. They had it in Melba.
Okay.
Let's get on.
Julie went up and trained for him up there. Cool. And they've got a really good gal that's leading that.
And their county association had kind of been inactive for what did they say, 17 years?
Yes.
And last Thursday and I were at their annual meeting that they had to be deciding whether they wanted to reenact and get up and running again or if they were going to dissolve. And they did vote to stay and get going. And they have really gotten a lot of activity from them.
They actually purchased the computers for the township.
Yeah.
For the ATLR. They had that much money. When Dale and I were up there for that meeting, they were telling us that they had all this meeting. That's why they didn't know what they were going to do. And I said, you have how much?
They had like $17,000 sitting in there.
It was crazy.
Treasury. The
county association they were ready to fold up until we were up there last year. So, yeah, it was good to see that numbers. But that was the deal, though. I mean, it was specifically for the ATLR training. And, yeah, they had a good turnout.
Well, back on the workshop, that was just a suggestion that I had if you kind of wanted to run the districts or whatever. But if there's good attendance out of it, yeah, it's definitely.
It
depends upon the year. It depends upon the weather.
It's a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you run hard on them 2 weeks. But yet, on the other hand, when you look at the outreach that we have, and hopefully the benefits for it. You know, I think it's well worth it to schedule as many as we've had in the past anyway, you know.
Because everybody out our way. Hell with the convention. I want to see it. They figure that's their convention. And you can't hardly change them.
That group of people,
they don't go anywhere.
That 1 year Gerald and I were up to Turtle Lake, they had actually wondered if we could come up there, because that's kind of a wide open area that they're kind of left in the middle out there.
But, yeah, that first year, 3 years ago now, I've been up there every year. And they got a great turnout on football field. But they would like something closer. You know?
Right.
And I've been working on them to get their county union and association from San Francisco. They're about 60-40 organized number.
Yeah.
60 organized.
Yeah, I don't think we'd want to back off on the numbers on that workshop. And that can be discussed a little bit further in detail on the reorganization meeting. Yeah.
Are there dates set for the workshops?
No, we have to do that. You have to set them.
Last week in February, first week in March, usually? Something like that.
All February.
That's right. It was all before we had that.
Then it's not February. We saw it in
March. Yeah. Leon, Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday.
Uh-oh. You don't want that.
Well, yeah, but they'd be done in that.
Oh, they'd be done.
Down at Regent, so we don't have to worry about the castle being pulled out there. So.
That's right, man.
So you could possibly run them
Friday?
Well, you could run them the 9th through the 13th, and then skip, and then go out last week, too, if that would look like that would work for the crew that's going to be out. So,
very early March, usually in the tournament.
Yeah. Roger just said early March gets into the basketball tournaments.
Yep, that's right. Every Wednesday.
Usually you got to take a week off, though, between them. You can't run them back to back. That's a lot of traveling. I suppose you could. Whoever's running it. It's tiring. It's a lot of work.
Long, boring days.
Well, we can discuss that a little bit more and go into more detail on it on
Tuesday.
Reorganization meeting there. Okay, anything further on the workshops?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that Steele has added on to that and that he's not my
sheriff.
Sorry, what?
I was going to tell you Steele has added on. Excuse me, to the Amnet. No. So they're going to have a new meeting room there.
Oh, really?
They added a restaurant and another meeting room.
I think. Steele. Yeah, okay. Looks like you did have this and go.
No. You didn't hear the first part of it.
But. Yeah, they got a whole new other piece over
there.
But the way I understand it, it's like stepping into the old.
It's the same building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an L-shaped building.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's just over there. That one. That way. I'm over. November.
Okay, then.
Just the other day.
Okay, we'll move on then to handbook. We haven't discussed that either. Larry in the past has done handbook updates and normally has them finished before we go out on the workshop. Mark, do you know any update on that? Was NADERF, were they going to?
You know, when we were at the Association of Counties Convention, Keith asked me about it. I told him to talk to Larry, and then I told Larry he needed to talk to Keith about whether he did or not.
Okay.
And Corey asked about it too, because it would be in Corey's budget.
Oh. Okay.
And whether he talked to anybody or not.
Okay. That's huge. The dollars that costs to do that update.
Yeah, that's
$120,000. Yeah. And we've been very fortunate that NADERF has done that. I don't know when they started that, Mark. From whenever I've been around, they've always done it.
They started that back in 10 years. I mean, they always paid for the updates, the pages to do the page insert.
Yeah.
Which was a nightmare.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And then this page at 1.7 now. No more of that. We just print the whole book every year.
That what it costs.
Yeah. It's crazy. And that's, you know, I mean, you look at our budget. And if we had end up having the budget, you know, another $20,000 for that update. Like,
I know when they started printing, they were about $10,000. That's been probably 4 years.
How many copies can you print?
A lot. How many pickup? How many pickup loads, Mark? Two pickup loads.
Well, are we making the same as we did 10 years ago? Or are we?
As far as I know, we are, and I can't say that because I think we cut back some here a few years ago, but now it's been at the same, and.
I mean, there's a lot of young people are just doing it on the computer.
Right.
So and it's not the same as it used to be.
Should be looked at, too. And a lot of people they just get the books, you know. And whether they ever look at them or go online and look at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting so I like the online better because you can
print it.
It'll take you to it. So instead of having the look in the index, and I mean, it's...
Mine's got a little tab.
I was going to say, by now you should have it tabbed.
Well, that might be a question to ask.
Well, that's why the computer is your tab. You know, it takes you to what you want, right?
It is nice to have a written copy.
Well,
there should at least be one to get all the books in
time. Everything should be in writing, right?
Well, it's just
nice to have it.
It is. You know, even the auditors a lot of them still ask for that updated handbook. You know, and they have access to all their online stuff.
Call the auditor, she wants to vote.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we should get rid of it, but you think we could start?
Well, I'm sure, but how do you hand the mouse down when people want one? And come down to the last 3 meetings and we go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get there sooner next time.
No.
Well, it's not to set the schedule to where we're going.
Yeah. Either pick them up at the workshops or at your county.
Order plenty of them. As long as they're buying them, it's fine. You know, so it doesn't matter to us, I guess, at this point. But is that going to last forever?
Yeah, I don't know. And I know last year, the last time I got books out of the garage, there was 2 boxes left there. And there's been years when we've had.
That's not bad.
15 boxes.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah.
I've got a box. You're down to 2 boxes. So I'd say that's pretty damn good.
That's lower I was.
People may have a couple here and there. But that's.
Yeah, I have part of a box, but I just got that from Larry because I was totally out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's.
Well, that was, you know, we're not. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You get down to 2 boxes.
Oh, they're willing to keep paying for it and doing it, but I think
they do.
$20 is taking a bucket for legislative required of litigation. That's nothing.
That takes a day.
But you know, one of Tom Moore's most famous jokes is, have you taken the plastic off it yet?
Yeah, I can hear him rattling the plastic.
Yeah, people get better at that because they'll take the plastic off at the meeting now. Because that way they can leave the old one there. They don't have to get rid of it at home.
There's always a way around it, Tom.
Then we have also the updating process now that has to go through. Larry normally does that. Any suggestions? I know in the past, we've paid him $2,500 to update that handbook. So. And it's something that's going to have to be done soon. Because that's...
Yeah, because usually by this time he's there. Dealing through it. Yeah.
When he goes to the workshops, he tells every update. Goes through all of them.
And he usually has it all done to turn in on that first week of January.
So that the printer has time.
I think that's about as late as you can get.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that we may be pushing this now, you know, with the fact that we haven't acted on it yet. So.
In January 20th, I had shoulder replacement.
You're too young for that.
You fall.
I know.
Yes. That would put some bionic parts in there so you can carry more boxes around.
No, it's
going
to be easier for him to ride motorcycles.
Well, I see we should make it a point that after the organization, if on Tuesday, that we take action on that.
Yep. Because everybody's going to want to know the updates.
Is that pointing to everybody?
We'll just table it till the reorganization meeting.
Yep. Is there quite a few updates, Tim, as you know?
There's a few, but I don't know if there's a pile. Public comment section, I would guess.
Budgeting.
That's just what we're doing most of
them. There's got to be some office up there, administratively, at the Capitol building, that has a complete listing of all the changes and new things that are being administrative and ADCC.
Then you got to fit them into the handbook.
Yeah.
That's what takes the time. Which law goes where?
And I think in the past, if I understood Larry right on what takes the most time is if it affects two different or three different century codes. You know, that's what's so time consuming to make sure that the research is done to make sure all of them are changed. So.
But you gotta remember when you buy things nowadays, sometimes a lot of times you don't get a manual anymore. You gotta look it up online. So this happened.
And
sometimes it's not a very big thing.
Yeah, but
you get it online.
It's gonna happen.
But even that has to be updated, don't Tom?
Yeah.
That's
exact.
I mean, it would reduce our paper load, but the updating portion of it still has to be done.
As long as they're paying for it, we go with it. But when they stop, then
that's when they come to the workshop. Where's our new handbook? So I think they ask.
Yeah. Well, I do remember the days when we pulled one page out, then put that page in,
That took half your time.
It did.
Nobody was listening because they were too busy paging.
That's right.
And I hand them off again.
Well, I actually remember doing it in the workshop.
They paid for them as they came in.
That was the first time I ever had a workshop. Four pages put them back in.
Okay, we'll table that till the reorganization. Communications, anything?
Yes. Representative Mistrod from Southeast, I think it's 25, has been working on a project where she's trying to figure out who has the authority to condemn derelict property. And there's some property. It looks like it's in Wahpeton, but it's across the road from Wahpeton, and it's in the township. And she told me which township it is, and it doesn't matter. But it's property that is a problem for drug purposes and things like that. And Richland County contracts with Cass County for their public health. And what it ends up being is that there is a thing called GSA Property Maintenance Code. GSA Property Maintenance Code, and this person, it's something that I haven't had a chance to read it or look into it much because I just got it on my phone late this afternoon. But it's something that if townships can get this in their zoning ordinances, that would put teeth in the idea of being able to condemn properties that are, public instances. It's something that she brought it up. I knew it was coming. She brought it up at the Richland County meeting, and then we talked about it since. But this is, I just got the code on my phone through text message.
So does that fall under the zoning?
It would be zoning, yeah.
End of it then?
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a township doing it. And the problem I would have with a township doing it was it would likely open up some litigation doors for a township if they didn't follow due process. And
maybe it's something that if the township and the county were hand in hand, that would change it. So I only bring this up. This is something that's going to have to be looked at and figured out, that how it applies to us or that it applies to us.
I said that to you.
Glad to.
I've had just similar discussions with people on different issues like that. And the biggest roadblock that they run into from that property owner is if I have to do this, then you're going to go around your township or your county and you're going to take out every piece of property and get it cleaned up that looks like this or that has hazards in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if If you're not going to do that, why are you picking on me?
Like, well, all of the trees out of the right of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been 100 years. You got to do them all.
Yeah. And just because you're close to a city or a town doesn't mean you should have to clean that up if you're 20 miles away from it. There's probably an eyesore that's...
Apple Creek Township, they actually put the property owners in court and forced them to clean it up. And since they refused to clean it up, the township had to clean up and charge it to that property owner. But they went through the legal system the way you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I can talk about they had to follow up with you.
You charged it to their taxes, Joe?
Say again?
They charged it to their taxes?
Yes. By court order.
But they could only charge debt for cleanup. You're right. Still owed on your court.
Well, actually,
your lawyer, or were they able to collect on that too?
Remember, don't quote me on this, but they actually got the cleanup, which was put out on this. They got the cleanup taken care of, and the sheriff's department was paid because the sheriff's department needed to call in to do a overwatch on this family because they were kind of wackos. He actually was at the Hill Township meeting, and he threatened to shoot every one of the township officers. Not once, I'll do it again. Like, you don't want to know what the thing is talking about. Well, I mean, it's all. Probably, he actually did employ the Saudi Arabia with the car attack and the sniper at once. He wasn't even close to a weapon. In fact, he's got a little business, just listen over to the guy has. He's got a little business in Gateway Mall and sells flags, stuff like that, patriotic items, flags, jackets, hats.
Well, I know I'm digging from there about four blocks away from our condo. There was a old house and they condemned it and everything. It took 4 years for the city to get that. And they had the city lawyers were on that every other meeting. And that cost the city a lot of money. Finally, they got it condemned and they got it tore down. And guess what? The developer come in and bought it for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you're screwed either way.
You got a condo in town?
In Davidson, yeah.
And there's one?
No. We sold that one.
So who lives in the condo?
When do we want to, we go up there.
Oh.
Your granddaughter?
Yeah.
At times.
She stayed all summer.
Well,
we worked at an arts. We were at the farm. We got 3 houses on it. Oh. Lord.
She was semi near rural.
So can you say that's right out of the city limits then? So,
yeah, it's across the road from the city limits.
Across the road from the city.
And the city has no authority even with their extraterritorial?
Well, the county would.
County?
The county would have authority.
Yeah. But only, but apparently only if they...
Somebody's passing the buck.
Yeah, there were some wrinkles that they were running into with enforcement. You know, let me know. I don't know all the details. I present what I know. It's also new that I haven't had a chance to check in anything. I know that that Richmond County contract with Cass County for their public health or something works. Or their however that works.
Public health can go in and replace something you should see. Yeah, in that situation it doesn't sound like public health is on screen and all this.
Well, they've been there and they've written it up, but something about having the authority to actually do something.
Right. They don't have that authority. You know, the city of Marion went through that with all those old cars that guy had sitting around town.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were full of roads and stones. And it took about 15 years. And I just got a phone call last summer. And they finally had a guy in there cleaning them up. Gene Mooney called him. And he's the insurance agent, and he was the mayor there for years trying to get it done. And they finally got him on roll.
I just know that this is a subject that came up And, you know, I'm not familiar with what the roadblocks are for enforcement.
And maybe they haven't pursued it that far yet.
Well, it seems like that's the guy who pretended to be the 10 minutes. Never. When you look in other parts of the century code, they put teeth into it. If you don't do this, here's the penalty. But it seems like most of the stuff that deals with us as townships, there's no teeth other than all. Get the tax out.
So, and then you have to hire an attorney to enforce the fee.
Exactly. Maybe it takes too much.
Yeah, you're right, Gerald. There's a lot of our laws we follow that there really is no specific penalty on it. You know, just can't do it.
Well, yeah.
There's not really an enforcement body. The county has six townships we don't have an enforcement body. Your townships can assess taxes for the special, but there isn't.
The enforcement
would come
from the county.
And most townships are sitting on a big amount of cash that they can spend on legal fees.
Exactly.
How you all doesn't put gravel on the road again.
Our lawyer's $445 an hour.
Well,
says it right on the sheet.
I do have something, not part of communication, but it's going backwards to resolution. So I cut these guys off because they were talking about item resolutions, but they were talking about
I don't know. Would we be ready to put that on the resolution this time? Would we want to look at it? Because we might need to talk to auditors to find out if we did in fact promote that, are there dates that they would like us to be done by?
What are you talking about?
September.
of moving it because of the budget hearing that we were forced into now, and that then budgeting would be done based on what the legislature did instead of what we think it might do, just in case the legislature was affecting the budget.
Our March meeting and meeting, that century code, and that the legislature had to pass out just to make it that we could do it anyway in March,
right.
So we would have to go to the legislature.
Absolutely. And that would be the point of...
I'd say, why do you want to change it again?
Well, I think, too, the other side of the equation, visiting with some of the auditors across our area, but I think they would put up a fossil if we give them time enough to enter the data.
Meeting
in March, and you have to have that into them by, isn't it like in April or something?
Usually 10 days after your
So fast somehow, some way, especially if we have a meeting late September.
Sure. And I think the other part about that is, in the short term, if the legislature can figure out a way to take our budget hearing requirements away from our
standards,
then that would be
a bad thing with that September is I can tell you, Wells County, the first thing you're going to hear is, I'm not shutting my combine down to go to an annual meeting.
Yeah, March is a little better time limit on that. I mean, you guys can do what you want, but I would think, too, maybe just table that idea till we see what happens with the budget hearing now, you know, from what I've heard too is that they feel they can get that reversed, that we can get that backed off.
That is too verbiage the way. When I talked to Larry about it, we're at the Association for Counties thing, it's basically just verbiage. They asked me to change the Nelson Century Code to support townships versus what's in there now.
My understanding is that wasn't supposed to be in there.
Right,
it was
somebody stuck it in the last minute, wasn't it?
Well, I don't even know if it was intentionally stuck it in there, but I think it was just a mistake.
Also, because it was supposed to be that if you had $100,000 more in the budget, then you pretty close to do that, but you pay less.
And that was already in place.
I think what happened is it's unintentional, and I think there's big movement to getting it changed.
I think it's good.
Okay. Further communications.
I think I mentioned the old board about the Wilson Township looking at changing to a city instead of a township. And here's kind of the information on the thing. The townships get funded at the bottom of the chart at 4% based on miles. Cities get funded at 20% based on population. You know, so they compare Wilson Township's population is 1,100 people or about. The city of Ray has a population of about 700 people. This year right now, Ray has received $2.55 million in GPP, gross production tax. Wilson Township is only 45,000. An example, if Wilson Township were to go through the process of becoming a city, the budget would change from around 500,000, including all sources of income, to an estimated 3 to 5 million, with the majority of that coming from gross production tax. Urban townships, and this one is definitely that, they maintain main artery roads between the city and the county and cannot do that effectively on a budget that is made for rural, low-density areas. I feel there should be a push to fund townships of a certain population through gross production tax by population, as cities are. If townships all become cities to get the funding, the people deserve it. It will cause nothing but boundary and territorial issues. You know, so, you know, we should be making an argument that larger urban townships should receive gross production tax on a formula somewhere between city and townships, because our people should be worth more than a mile. This is a clerk that's exceptional as a clerk. She's done like 5 paving districts in that city, in that township, I mean. So, you know, this is something she discovered on her own. And I did send this to Jamie just to look at it, and I also have contacted the League of Cities. Yeah, and talked to him about it. Because if something happens here, he's got to be in it look at it from the start. And if you look at South Dakota, they are towns and townships. That's their association, is towns and townships. Wisconsin, towns and townships. See? Well, we don't, in North Dakota, we don't really allow towns, just have to be a city, but, you know, I don't know if we'd want to go that road or not, but South Dakota has 62 towns that are in their association of towns and townships.
What's the cutoff?
I don't recall. They told me to, but I don't remember what it is. But, you know, I don't think they really want to change to a city. But like she said, I get $4,000 a year for what I do. And she said it's not enough for what she does. But if she became mayor, and I teased her, I said, well, you're going to be mayor? She said, yes, I am. Because I'll get a lot more money than I'm getting now.
Yeah, but what are the requirements for them to actually be considered a city?
Well, they have to have a city council and everything, a mayor. And they have to spend some money. But look, when you look at the dollars going from $500,000 to...
Are they at that point then required to do a sewage system, water system?
No.
Nothing, no requirements as far as that.
But they already fall into that because they're in the extraterritorial for Wollaston. So if you want to build a garage, you got to follow the Wollaston's rules for building a garage. If you want to pour concrete in the driveway to the garage, you got to follow the city of Wollaston's rules and regulations because you're in the extraterritorial. So they're used to that. And they have lost a number of acres, you know, in that township from the city of Wollaston annexing parts of it, see? And out there they would have a huge tax base because that's where a lot of the business, oil field businesses are. And there's huge sales tax on that. So they would set up a sales tax district too, see? And there was a while, a couple of years ago, when the city of Wollaston had more sales tax income than what the city of Fargo had. And that was all due to oil field equipment. It's high dollar stuff. And there's a lot of oil companies out there in that area. So they would gain that too. But that's not, they're not even looking at when they're talking, but going from 500,000 to 3 to 5 million,
When you sent that out, Tom, I wasn't sure if I understood that right. And then I was thinking maybe you had a city that wanted to be incorporated into the township instead, but it's an actual, they want to change to a town is what they
And you got Missouri Ridge, this Williston Township is on the west side of Williston. Missouri Ridge is on the north side of Williston. They have a population of about 2,600. They would qualify. Farron Township is on the east side of Williston. They have about 1,100 people also. So, all three of them could do it, you know? And I'm thinking, is there a place on the side edge of Bismarck that would, hey,
three of them. Apple Creek and
Gibson. So you do have the gross production tax thing out there.
That was my first question is, you know, if they're talking about that gross production tax, how would that affect townships that don't get into that?
You know, there's a lot of ifs here, and I'm not going to get much further into it, let them see what they do. But I think she's hinting that if we can find a niche, and that would probably be the Township Office Association, in between cities and townships where they do get paid by population instead of miles. And there's a main artery comes in from the west into Williston now, and it goes right by the new high school, which is, you know, you've got to go around the Cooley. And then it goes right up to the county's new highway department building. It just allows you, but that road keeps slumping. It's slumping again now. Township's responsible. Paved the road. And there's a lot of traffic, you know. So there's a lot of issues here, but I just want to, you know, tell you, give you an update on it. We'll see where it goes. But, you know, I think if they decide they want to get a niche someplace in between the two, that we might have to get involved with that.
But now that you say that, I think you would have to. Gross production tax is paid by the mile as well? No?
Well, it's either way by the mile or by the population. Either way. It could be either way, but it depends on what you are. If you're a city,
okay.
It's by the population, and if it's a township, then it's by the mile.
It's the mile.
And this, like you said, this is set up for rural townships that are outside of town that don't have all these feeder, these veins. Their arteries come in the town. I mean, they get, well, a new high school out there. It's just, the traffic is just unbelievable.
Sure.
And that goes beyond that to Menards and Sportsman's Warehouse, whatever it is. I mean, there's businesses, see, and that'll, you know, if you go far enough, it'll take you right back into Wilson City. So it's getting a lot of use.
Well, like in our county, like there's a town called Weston, you call Chafee, and we have what they call a village. It's not big enough. I don't know if it'd be a city. It's a village, and then the townships take care of it. So then if they convert it to a city, would they qualify for more money from
the city? How many people they got?
I don't know. 50?
They don't think they qualify.
100? So maybe that's what these little villages then qualify for some of that DOT money. Or
it opens up a whole gig of worms. I mean,
look at the bookers.
What was the name of that township?
That's Williston Township.
Williston Township.
And Dan Kalil, he was county commission president for years. And he did speak at the multi-state, but he's the chairman of that township. So he's into it, and I asked her, what does Dan say? And Dan says he wishes he was 20 years younger.
Take that long to do it.
Well, no, I don't think so. This could happen fast, but the legislature has to, the lawmakers do it. And that's why I contacted Jamie that way, because he could look at the law, and funny, because I called him up and explained this, and we didn't talk for 40 seconds, I don't think, and then all of a sudden he's got the law pulled up in front of him, and he's reading it to me. So, yeah, but there's a lot of things to look at, and they might not do it, they don't want to, they want to do it, but, I mean, they might have to look at the clerk and try to find a different title and get her more money, because she's, five paving districts. Well, it's a lot of work, but she gets it done. And the sure thing, if this happened, look what that could do. Even if they got a third more than what they're getting now. But that's, you know, I just wanted to bring it to your attention, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
What Tom's saying is that he's doing all the work. Is that something else we look at? I went for 4 years ago, we went and got bumped up to $2,000 annual cap to $4,000 annual cap for officers. Something else I'll look at, but a $6,000 annual cap. Yeah, I know a lot of people aren't even going to that cap. They're still giving $100 per year or cap. Gives them the opportunity to
collect more money for them. And I agree with you on that. And I've thought about that myself. I've said, for liability reasons, we're not even close to our grandparents' township. It's not the same. It's so far removed from that. And they never worry about liability. Never even a thought. But it's number one, to me, I think it's the number one issue that scares people. So that things have changed, and I think the time that we have to put in stuff, we might have to do some things. Maybe it would have to attract more people, more money. But clerks, I'm thinking, might be something there. I don't know.
He could. But accounting now, $6,000, that's a week's work. That's pretty
awesome.
If you're in the city or in the town, what the hell is $6,000 a week? That's nothing.
Yep.
They all want $40 an hour.
Yep. We'll see where it goes, and I'll keep you informed if something changes.
Gerald, I don't know how to handle that. I mean, I suppose that's a question we can bring up tomorrow, you know, just to put it out there. What are your thoughts? You know, what are just discussion, you know.
Is the clerk of a lesser position or a higher position?
A lesser or higher?
Elected. Yeah, lesser
and supervisor.
Unless you have a deputy clerk.
Yeah, you can have a deputy clerk.
Then they're
higher. Deputy clerk if the clerk wants to be elected.
Yeah. They're appointed at that
point. The deputy clerk can be from outside
right. The
township.
Yep. Okay, any further on communications? Hearing none. About old business? The old business? New business?
Just a minute on old business. Tom, did you get any more of those donations rounded up?
No, it's just been one thing that I didn't have to even take the time to look at it. Fine, winter gets in, I'll have more time, but, you know, I haven't
okay. Taken
the time. Moral business? New business. Any new business? Hearing none, our next meeting will be our reorganization meeting, Tuesday, directly after the close of the annual meeting.
Lee, is there a Zoom availability for the meeting tomorrow?
I did not. Yes, I'm sure Larry had put that out there. Yes.
Be the same one we used tonight?
That I can't tell you, Roger.
No, I was just wondering, is it the same one, or did he send that out on constant contact to all council officers, you know?
Yep, on constant contact it went out, Roger.
Yeah. So,
but I don't know if it's the same one or not, though.
Because that email he had out with all the stuff for the meetings and all the agenda and everything like that, I looked for it. There was no Zoom link on listed on that. So
is that
here
tonight?
Oh.
Do you leave yourself tonight?
Maybe.
I'll send Larry a note then to make sure that we got a Zoom link out for it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was the same one we used tonight or not.
I didn't ask, but I can get a hold of Larry, and we need to send out a constant contact tonight. We can, you know.
We'll get that.
Otherwise, I'll drop you a text, Roger, if it's when I find out.
Okay.
All right.
Either way, whatever is handy. I don't know if that rings.
Motion to adjourn. Todd. Second. All those in favor, say aye.
I don't know. The room is open.
It's meeting adjourned. Thank you guys for that. Good night.